Today's sermon is entitled Burned In, Not Burned Out. It's based on Matthew chapter 11, verses 25 through 30. Burned in, not burned out. We're very blessed to have in this church two members, three including myself, who have graduated from seminary, and they can certainly attest to the fact that we study the Bible a lot in seminary. We don't just study the Bible, we dissect it. We do our historic criticism, literary criticism, cultural form criticism, every other kind of criticism imaginable. And it can be a real challenge to our faith. You'd think that it would build our faith, but it's not always that way. Let me try to explain using an analogy. You know, we have a lot of mothers here in the church, and imagine if you're holding your newborn baby and having the doctor come in and explain to you everything about the baby's biology and chemistry, how all the organs work, the distinctions between the different kinds of cells, how they interact, the way the neurons fire, even the development of these cells. And you're just thinking, this is my baby. This is little Jack. Oh, I just heard him say, Ma. You want to adore the child, and all that information can only spoil it for you. It turns something very special into something very technical. Well, there are a lot of folks who feel that way about the Bible. You've read great passages that profoundly affect your life, and it's the details are just not important to you. What matters is what it means to you and how those words affect your life. You don't really want to know about who wrote it, because as far as you're concerned, God wrote it for you, and that should be enough for that passage that has touched your heart. Well, this particular passage that we read today from Matthew, it has deeply touched my heart, and I think many of yours, because it speaks of our human condition directly. The New Revised Standard Version of the Bible translates verse 28 as, "Come to me, all who are weary and carry heavy burdens." Well, how many of you can relate to that? I see a few of you here who are a bit weary from 2 days of cranberries, not to mention months of work leading up to the festival. And I see some of you who are weary from filling out all those forms required for our church, of our church leaders, for our charge conference that was held yesterday. And I haven't mentioned all the personal challenges that you may be facing: health, family, finance, employment, etc. We all carry burdens, and here in this passage, Jesus is inviting us to come to Him. We appreciate such company when we are weary and we are carrying heavy burdens. And the author of this particular version of the Bible that we read today goes a little bit beyond the New Revised Standard Version when translating verse 28. This version of the Bible that I've chosen for today, it's called The Message. And it's not what we call a translation, actually. It's a paraphrase. The author is interpreting it based upon his own personal experience and upon the perceived needs and personal needs of the audience, in this case, a modern English-speaking audience. And so the author adds this phrase to verse 28. He says, "Those of you who are burned out on religion." That's not in the original Greek, and it does not really reflect perhaps the experience of a Greek-speaking audience. I don't know if they were really burned out on religion. But modern Americans seem to be burned out on religion. A series of surveys taken in recent past asks people about their spirituality, and the results of these surveys show that there's a decreasing number of people who consider themselves religious, but there's a higher number of people who are classifying themselves as spiritual. Fewer and fewer people align themselves with organized religion, but there are more and more people who confess a belief in a divine, something divine. What does that tell us? Perhaps that there are a great number of people who are simply burned out on religion. And well, what is burnout? I think we know that. It's a kind of a lethargy that settles in when we become disillusioned with something. Burnout is a weariness and a lack of joy that's over something that may at one time have brought us joy. Burnout drains us of an energy and an incentive. I've seen churches that are burned out. I've seen a lot of people get disillusioned and burned out. Burned out from religion to the point where they abandon it. These folks still ponder the existence of God. They may even pray to God, but they just don't see religion as a means to build a relationship with God, and so they choose to abandon it and to start with a blank slate rather than just try to adapt to the culture and traditions of the church or of their traditional religion, whatever it may have been. But the problem with starting with a blank slate is that you're dispelling a lot of good things along with the bad. You're throwing out the baby with the bathwater. Religion is thousands of years old, and it's not the source of all evil in the world. Critics are apt to point note that, religion is the cause behind many wars and discrimination and persecution, but it's not religion, but the misuse of religion that has led to these tragedies, and there's just as much war and persecution and discrimination that's caused by non-religious movements. Religion always has good intentions. Religion always is interested in us building a relationship with the divine. Humans have sought God for a long time, and God has sought humans for an even longer time. It's good to strive for a relationship with God, and our ancestors strove for that relationship. And they started by oral tradition, passing down stories around a campfire, and then that turned into a written tradition as they wanted to share that with generations of people that they didn't see hanging around the campfire to the future. And Jesus appreciated that tradition. He appreciated where he came from. He did not abandon that faith, but worked within that tradition to reform it. Jesus loved scripture. He learned from it and he studied it. There's the story when he was 12 years old and in the temple, mom and dad go home to Nazareth, but Jesus stays back with all the teachers and he's discussing the law and discussing what's written in scripture. There's the time that he goes out into the wilderness for 40 days and is tempted by Satan. And what does he do? He relies upon scripture to help him resist that temptation. It would have been easy for Jesus to burn out on religion because there were a lot of disputes and problems with religion in his day. There was a problem with the temple establishment colluding with the Romans in so many ways. If I were him, I think I would have probably abandoned religion at the time, chucked out the whole thing, and gone fishing on Sundays. But Jesus had discovered something. Jesus had discovered that God was his dad in a very special way, and how he discovered it and when he discovered it is a matter of dispute, but he had a unique relationship with the Father. What's more is that it was an ever-evolving relationship with the Father. Jesus had such an intimate relationship with God that he could not just abandon the religion and the tradition that brought him to that realization. He loved the law. He identified with the Jews as a people delivered from slavery and misery by God. Most importantly, he knew how much God loved us. Not just the Jewish people, but everyone. Jesus wanted to free all people from bondage, not just the nation of Israel. And Jesus realized that such deliverance had already occurred in him. Yes, Israel was still under Roman occupation. Yes, people were still oppressing other people, but God is still in charge if you let him be in charge of your life. And Jesus let him be in charge. God had delivered him from slavery to sin and death, and Jesus celebrated that deliverance personally. He spoke of people of being free from sin, free from bondage to fear, and free to love as created to love, as we are created to love. This passage that we read today resonates with me because, according to verse 30, Jesus invites us to learn to live freely and lightly. The NRSV calls this abundant life. It's a life that Jesus learned to live and the life that he invites us to live. I'll humbly admit that I have a lot to learn about living in Christ. I've had a taste of that abundant life, of living freely and lightly, enough of a taste to hook me for life. But like everyone else, I sometimes stray from that life. And I've lived enough of it, though, that I believe, and I believe that many of you have lived enough of it, to stay hooked to the church and to stay hooked to that abundant life. And if you ask, what is the mission of the church? I would say that it's to welcome people into abundant living, into life lived freely and lightly. It's not a brainwashed life, not where we sit here and deny the heartaches and tribulations and sorrows that life brings, but it's a life that is grounded in an intimate relationship with God. And you know God's love and his promises to love us eternally. And it's a life devoted to Christ as our Master and our Lord. So I continue to pray and ponder, what is the mission of Bethel? We have a mission statement that's good, but I want to add the notion of abundant living. A living lightly and freely, like walking on air. And I imagine our church as a vehicle for others to come to such living. We just concluded our 27th Cranberry Festival, and I could see that people serving there did not just consider this a fundraising event, although it certainly did raise funds to sustain and embellish and expand our ministries, but I saw people on a mission to share an abundant life with those who may be in search of one, people who may be burned out on organized religion. And if it's any consolation, you can be assured that your pastor is anything but organized. You can be assured that the church is not about rules and regulations, though there certainly are those. I like to think of this church as about abundant living. The opposite of burned out is what? It's burned in. I like to think of a church as a place where people burn in God's Spirit, each of us, ignited in love to serve and welcome others, to offer encouragement and support and hope to a world that is at times seem to be running amok. So I pray that you would all be burning in Christ and not burning out on religion.